Hey listeners, welcome back to Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And what I want to tell you all today is something really exciting. As you know, I gave a little spoiler-free review the other day of Avengers Infinity War, and now 2 days later, Epic Games announces that they are bringing the Infinity War to Fortnite. Starting tomorrow, week 2 of season 4, we are going to be obviously getting an update and some patch notes for week 2. It'll be version 4.1. But with this, Entertainment Weekly got the exclusive, and they reported to all of us that Marvel and Fortnite came up with a deal, and we are getting Marvel Avengers Infinity War inside of Fortnite starting tomorrow. The update is going to happen at 4 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 a.m. Pacific Time where I'm at. And so once they're all done getting everything updated, we're going to get a really cool limited time mode. It's going to be Infinity Gauntlet mode, is what is being reported by Entertainment Weekly. And what we're going to get out of that is, it's going to be your normal game where you have 100 players drop down onto the map. But there is going to be an Infinity Gauntlet somewhere hidden in the map. One player is going to find the Infinity Gauntlet and then turn into Thanos with all the powers of the Infinity Gauntlet. That is amazing. I cannot wait to see how this limited time mode is played, how it works out. It's going to be really exciting, you know, to be able to get to use all those powers. I can't wait to drop down with 100 people, maybe pick up that Infinity Gauntlet right away, and, you know, boom, snap of your finger, half of the population is gone. I can't wait to see what they do for, you know, like the Reality Stone, the Power Stone, the Time Stone. Maybe you can reverse something that just happened or something. I don't know what they're going to do exactly. It's just being reported that this is a mode that we're getting and that you're going to have the Infinity Gauntlet and the powers of it. I don't know if they're really going to do them all or if you're just going to be able to make people disappear. I guess we will see once, tomorrow hits. I'm definitely going to be up first thing in the morning before I have to go to work and play a little bit of this mode just so I could check it out. And then after I get home from work, I'm definitely going to be playing a lot more of it. And then I'll report back to you guys tomorrow exactly, what I think of it and how it is, just in case any of you haven't got a chance to play it by the time I make the episode. But by the time I make this episode again, it'll be, in the evening on the West Coast. So hopefully you'll all have gotten a chance to play it by then. Now, with that being said, we know we're going to get the Infinity Gauntlet in the game, and we know we're going to get Thanos. It's unclear if you're actually going to turn into Thanos, and you'll get a character that looks like Thanos while you have the Infinity Gauntlet. They did release a little like promo picture with it, with a Fortnite character person and a Thanos character that was kind of done in the Fortnite style art. So maybe Thanos will actually be in the game during this mode. However, it doesn't sound like we're going to be getting any other skins from the Marvel movies. So we're not going to be getting like Spider-Man, Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. Doesn't sound like we're going to be getting any of that because the community coordinator, Nathan Mooney, he did go over to Reddit and make a post saying that he has seen a lot of people talking and asking about, does this mean that we're going to get Marvel superhero skins in the game? And he said at this time there's no plans for that. So it sounds like that's not going to be happening. And if it does, it's not going to be happening anytime real soon. Now, he did say there's no plans for it. So maybe that is something that you could work out in the future, Epic Games, Marvel, and Disney can all get together and make some sort of agreement that they can get those Marvel character skins in the game, because it would really be really cool to see that. However, that is not going to be the case for now. But overall, like, I'm really excited for this game mode that we have coming up. I'm just really excited about that. I cannot wait to see, what, again, like what this Infinity Gauntlet is going to bring. It's only a limited time mode, so you know, the podcast here is mainly focusing on like getting better at Fortnite. But remember also, guys, it's also about having a positive community, and part of that is having fun. And this limited time mode here sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, so I suggest you go out and play this one a lot while you can, because, you know, again, it's only gonna be a limited mode, and you know, it's going to be the most, you know, they're releasing it obviously at the hottest point that they can, with Avengers Infinity War being like the biggest movie in the world, and having the biggest like release of all time. So good timing there. Yeah, so yeah, that's all I have about that. You know, tomorrow, you know, in the evening some point, I will be back. I will bring you an episode. I will give you all the version 4.1 patch notes that they're going to put out when they do the patch tomorrow. I will let you know what I think of the new Infinity Gauntlet mode. And if I'm able to, you know, give any suggestions for it, I'll give you some suggestions. But I think as of right now, the suggestion is go find that Infinity Gauntlet so you can have all those powers. But, you know, I don't know how hard it's going to be to beat the person whoever picks it up. But if it's possible, I'll try to let you know. But yeah, so that's what I'll be bringing to you tomorrow. For now, let me get to a 5-star review and 5-star rating and a review that was left again on iTunes. And out of this, I can also be giving you all the tips. So this comes from JMonster100. Again, he leaves a 5-star rating. And the review here, he says, "Hey man, great podcast. I was looking for some advice because I have divorced parents and my Xbox One is at my dad's house, and I live mainly with my mom. I am with dad every other weekend, so I'm not able to play much, and I'm not able to build upon my skills because going so long without playing, up to a month at some times, and I make progress to my skill at the game while at my dad's house, I'll go so long without playing again, I'll revert back to before. What should I do?" And then he says, "Please put this in an episode," and he says, "Keep up the good work, and P.S. I subbed on Twitch. JMonster100, thank you for subbing on Twitch. That's really great. Thank you for the 5-star rating and the review. That all helps the show out a lot. And hopefully I'll be able to give you some advice here. Sorry for the situation that you have there. I know that can be tough. But when we're talking about Fortnite here, the advice I can give you is do what you're doing now in listening to the podcast. And that's not just, you know, saying something like to promote myself more, but you actually are already on the right path. If you can't actually be, you know, playing the game that you want to be playing to get better at, do as much as you can to take in, you know, just to still be learning the game even while you're not playing it. So listening to this podcast, you know, again, I did a podcast where I suggested a lot of pro players that you go watch. So, you know, anytime that you have access to a computer and the internet and you can go on Twitch or YouTube and watch guys like Ninja or Dr. Lupo or King Richard or, you know, Nick A on YouTube, you know, a lot, there's a, you can go back and listen to that episode for all the suggestions I had. But you know, so again, listen to the podcast. You can be watching others so that you can pick up on skills they're doing and be watching, you know, how they handle different situations. So that way, the next time you get to play the game, even though you haven't been able to play it yourself, you already have an idea in your head on how you want to handle that situation because you've seen it done. Again, you can also, you know, go to, you know, various different websites. There's a ton of websites out there. Just search, you know, Fortnite tips or, you know, whatever. You'll be able to find a lot of stuff out there. Just consume as much as you can about Fortnite so you can be getting better at it even though you're not playing. And I don't know what your situation is, you know, at your mom's house if she has a computer, but remember, Fortnite is a free-to-play game, so you can download it for free as long as you have access to the you know, a computer there and the internet, you should be able to at least play it. And if you can, I would play it as, you know, that way if you can. Again, I stream from my PS4 because I get a lot better quality on there. Obviously, the graphics, I get consistent graphics, and I get a good stream from there. Now, with my PC, the PC I have myself is not really... I bought this PC years ago, and I didn't really have it. I didn't have gaming in mind when I bought this computer. And again, I bought this a few years ago, so it's already a couple years old. But it still is able to run Fortnite. I'm not able to get the best quality graphics out of it. I have to play on the low settings, but I'm able to play and still have fun when I want to play Fortnite. It's just not going to look the best in the world, and that's why I don't stream from my PC when I play, because I don't get the best graphics, and then my computer's also not strong enough to be streaming and playing the game at the same time. I get really bad streaming quality when I do that. But if that is an option to you, you know, you can at least, you know, try that. It's not the same as playing on console. You do have to get used to the differences a lot more. I was actually playing a little bit more on PC before, but since I started streaming, I moved over to PS4, and that's actually been a struggle for me. Like, if you go, you said you sub to my Twitch, which is great, but if you go watch me there, you'll probably see I don't have the greatest aiming skills on there yet. Even though I've been playing on PS4 now for a little bit over a month, I'm still working on the aiming and getting used to aiming with the analog stick. It is, you know, all the pro players play on PC because it is so much easier to aim. But, you know, I'm trying to work on it and get better at aiming on console. And so that's, you know, that's just something to consider is, you know, if you, even if you don't have the greatest computer, access to a computer there, if you just happen to have access at all, I would suggest trying to download it. You know, again, my computer is a number of years old now, so I'm sure that, you know, whatever computer you might have there probably should be able to run Fortnite, even if it's on low settings. But yeah, thank you again, JMonster, for that 5-star rating and review. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you following me over on Twitch and subbing as well. I suggest that, you know, everybody else go do that as well. It really helps me out and helps the show here, so I can hopefully at some point, you know, keep it more consistent as well. I try to do this in between two jobs, so I'm trying to make sure I'm for sure going to get an episode out every day, but I would like to eventually be able to get it released at a certain time every day, so everybody really knows and expects, like, okay, I know I'm gonna get the episode at this time. But until then, I want to thank everybody for doing like what JMonster did here and rating, reviewing, subscribing, again, going and following me on YouTube and Twitch, just anything you can to help spread the word of the show. I said I was gonna see if we could get 1,000 downloads in a day. And so I took the number yesterday. We didn't quite make it again today. Just about 150 off from getting that 1,000 downloads in a day. I'm rounding up there. So we're getting close. The average number of listeners per episode, it keeps going up every time I look. You know, so obviously since yesterday we were over 11,000, we are already over 12,000 now, just didn't quite get to the 1,000 a day. So again, you guys are doing a great job of listening to all episodes, obviously telling people you know about the show, so I really appreciate it. If more of you will be like JMonster100 and head over to my Twitch and follow me there, and then again, if you can also sub there, that's really great. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get to use that. You get to use a Twitch sub. You have one free Twitch sub a month. If you can use that on me, that's great. But again, yeah, anything helps. So thank you again, guys. Can't wait to come back tomorrow, give you those 4.1 patch update notes, and tell you all about the Infinity Gauntlet limited time mode that we're getting. All right, guys, until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.